got the great advantage this morning being serenaded by the Hallel next door to inspire us. I'm herring and fish. I'm filling in for the stroll. The last minute cancellation last night. So I thought I should say something about Hanukkah. We know that it says all the Mayadim, all the Yom Tovim are connected to Midas, Midas Elyonis. Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes are connected to Shalosh Hagolim. Chesed is connected to Pesach. Gvura is connected to Shavuos, and Tiferes is connected to Sukkos. Netzach v'hoid is Chanukah and Purim. Netzach is connected to Purim, because Purim is from Natzeach. We're victorious. And v'hoid is connected to Chanukah. Hoid is Chanukah. So that's chesed, why it's connected to Pesach, we understand. Tremendous giluy of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gvura is connected to Shavuos because of the tremendous power that's needed to be Mekabel Torah. And Tiferes is Sukkos. So Tzuras HaOdom is connected these in Yonim. We don't really understand this at all. But we know it says, we say this in the Pasach Eliyahu, which is in the Siddur, it says there that the legs, the Shoikim, are connected Midas Netzach V'Hoyt. So when Yaakov Avinu was injured during the battle with Sasha Leisov, it says, Yaakov's Yerech was dislocated. There was a dislocation of the Yerech in this fight. And the Medrash Rabbah says that the damage done then, during that night-long battle, and particularly in the morning, was the sibur, the cause for Gzeres Shel Shmat. Deres Shel Shmat. Deres Shel Shmat is Chanukah. I want to ask you all a question, which I think is a very intriguing, puzzling point. What does Gzeres Shel Shmat mean? By definition, a mitzvah is Rotzen Hashem. That's the definition of a mitzvah. It's Rotzen Hashem. Gzeres Shel Shmat means it's the Rotzen Hashem that we shouldn't do Rotzen Hashem. How could it be such a thing? How's it shaykh? Mitzvah is Rotzen Hashem. You got to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvahs. Sorry? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do his mitzvahs. The Davidson wants us to do his mitzvahs. So how could it be makes a gzera that we can't do his mitzvah? How can it be the will of Hashem that we should not be able to do the will of Hashem? Didn't you have that kasha over Pesach? So the Rishon wants to be done with the minyan, I can't do with the minyan. The Rishon wants me to go to yeshiva, yeshiva's closed. The Rishon wants me to go to kol, kol is closed.
It puts you in situations where it wants to see how you deal with
it. Oh, gzeres hashmat, but it's a pella gzeres hashmat. Because it seems to be a contradiction within itself. The Rotzen Hashem is, you should be a Makom Korban Tomid. Did anyone offer the Korban Tomid up this morning? Only with with your mouth.
Kilo
Ikram. Oh, well, Kilo is only Kilo. Kilo is very nice, but Kilo is Kilo.
Not the same.
Kilo is Kilo, it's only Kilo. Kilo Ikram Korban Tomid. So does the Rishon want us to Makom Korban Tomid? Yeah, he says in the Torah. He's giving us, making us impossible for us to do it. So how can it? What's Gzeres Hashmat? What's Chanukah? So I received as a present a sefer called Afike Mai. Not a well-known sefer. It contains some phenomenal ideas about Chanukah and Purim. Mostly, I think, or maps all from Ramesh Shapira Zechzal. When the Yevonim came into this Mikdash, it says, Timbu kol hashmanim shebeheichel. They contaminated all the oil inside the heichel. So what could you do with no oil? So you found one thing which isn't from heichel, which is from Kohen Gadol. munach b'chayisam shel kohen gadol. Kohen gadol is b'chinas kodesh kedosh and not heichal. Yovan is 66. Heichal, 65. Yovan is above heichal. Hayden heichal. The Yvonne may be matam kol kol shemayim shem heichal. But what they can't get to is kodesh kedosh. Why not? Why can't they get to Kodesh Kedoshim? Kodesh Kedoshim is this munach b'chayisomei shel kohen gadol. Aaron HaKohen says to the Rebbein Shleiman, I have chalish sadas, I'm so depressed, I'm so upset. Very, very upset. Aaron's very upset. What's he so upset about? He's been left out. He's been left out of Chanukah Samizbeach. Lo yuv lo yishivtoi. So the Mishnah says, no, shalchog lo'im shalhem, you have much better than they've got. You've got menorah. No, it's much better. What's so great about menorah? Talking about getting upset. Why'd you get upset? I saw a tzaddik, pre tzaddik, on Chanukah, phenomenal. He says, every day we say moedim. Moedim we say, al nesecha shubachol yevimon. He says, who has miracles? We have miracles? Don't have any miracles.
Teva has a miracle.
Yeah, Teva. What do you thank Hashem for Nisim? Thank Hashem for Teva. And the Sech Shemchol Yimon, what's making that? And the Sech Shemchol Yimon. So here, listen to what Tzadik says. Tzadik says, the Rebbein Yishleil made us into Baalei Bechira. That we've got free choice. And he made in the world that he snagged us to Kedusha called Amalek. He says, what does Amalek do? Amalek injects us the whole time with two horrific midas. What are they? Atzlus and Atzvus. That's what Amalek's doing the whole time. He's making you say, I can't be bothered. That's Atzlus, laziness. Can't be bothered. It's too hard for me. And he's making us depressed, giving us depression the whole time. Atzlus and Atzvus, that's what Amalek is doing. The Ruach Amalek is creating Atzlus and Atzvus. So he says, how's it shaykh when we're bombarded with Atzlus, bombarded with Atzvus? How's it shaykh we should be Oyev Hashem? So he says, that's an S. V'al nesech shebchol yom imonu. And the Rebbein Shem gives us bechira that we're able to be mizgab on Amalek the whole time. We know we can't be mizgab totally because it says, until loss of love, when Yim Chashmai Min Oilam, when Amalek is going to be wiped out, until then it's going to be constant fighting against those two things, depression and laziness. Atzlus and Atzlus, constant fighting. You never stop fighting. That's a mess. So Chol Shadat, Aaron HaKohen is Chlish Shadas. What does he get for Chlish Shadas? Instead of Chlish Shadas being negative, this Chalish Sadas is tremendously positive. What does it create? Menorah. So when you have a matzav of Yisrashu b'avoida, like the Bach says, which calls the Gzeres Hashmad, which we'll explain what that means, why it calls Gzeres Hashmad. But Yisrashu b'avoida calls Gzeres Hashmad, then what's the tikkun? Exactly the opposite of Yisrashu b'avoida. Chol shodatoi. If you have chalisha sadas from not being able to do a mitzvah because you love mitzvah so much, you're so dovuk b'Hashem, you're so desperate to be mekayim kol haTorah kula that you can't bear to be left out of an opportunity to iskaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's the only tikkun for gzeres hashmad which is caused by yisrashu b'avoida. That's what I want to. That's my suggestion. Kenzen, that's the pshat. So that's munach b'chayisom shekayin god. Because Kohen Gadol is Aaron. What's so unique about Aaron? The Gemara says, when I saw this Gemara, it was shot down my mind when I first saw it. In every base of chorus, if you look at the thousands Kforin, 1,000 dead people, 999 out of 1,000 have died from Iron. Died from jealousy. I know. Out of 1,000 dead people, the Gemara says this, and I'm not making this one up. The other bit I made up. But this part is Gomorrah. It's 1,000 people. So in other words, it's almost universal that people suffer from jealousy. Jealousy is normal. Jealousy is natural. There's one person who we know didn't have any of it. Who's that? Aaron HaKohen. Because the Torah is made, V'roach ha'v'somach b'liboy, despite the fact that his younger brother has been chosen to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the Eibishter is made. V'roach ha'v'somach b'liboy, not he'll say, a girl gets married, and her older sister is still single. So at the engagement, at the L'chaim, at the Chasna, everyone says, Miyat Shem Bayu, and she says, no, I'm so happy for my younger sister, I'm so happy. But it's Minasof B'lachutz, it's from the mouth, outwards, it's not the inside. B'Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yedei HaMachshavos. B'Reishim is Boichen Lei V'Choyke Kloyos. And he says, no, this is real. V'rocha b'somach b'liboy, that Aaron HaKohen is in such a darga of Avas Yisroel. He's got such a love for his brother Moshe that in his heart he's happy. So that's Kodesh Kedoshim. So there's only one place in the world with really restricted access, with the most restricted access of all, in the whole world, that's Kodesh Kedoshim. Because there you can only get, if you're Aaron, of the Bechinas Aaron, because Aaron is completely lemalo, where there's zero kino, where it's v'roch v'somach b'liboy. When there's such an attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you've got no tainus. You'll often say, I've got no tainus, but you don't really have got tainus. Just like it's not fair. Why am I alone? Why am I sad? Why am I this? Why am I that? Why has this happened to me? Why has that happened to me? Why has this happened to me? To my family, I don't understand it. Why has he got this and I haven't got it? But the highest level of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Bitakin. That's Aaron. And because of that attachment, there's a Chol Shaddai Toi. Because of that, there's a Tikkun for his Rashi Rabbi. Dafka through Menachem. Midas Hoyd is a double-sided midah. There's hoyd from hoydor, gratitude. Chanukah is meant to be 8 days of gratitude, 8 days of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But thanking Hashem for 8 days. Shmoyna simei Chanukah. But there's another side of hoyd. The other side of hoyd, it says, is shsikat hoydor. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to ignore the suffering of Klal Yisrael. That's also Hoyd. Gzeres HaShmad is a tremendous hest upon him. Not just that we're being persecuted, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't even allowing us to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. It says in the Pasuk, Micha Moicha Be'ilim Hashem. Chazal said, Rosha Micha Moicha Be'ilmim Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making himself appear ke'ilu Ilay, as if he was Ilay, as if he was unable to respond. So I want to suggest maybe that's why the Maccabim were called Maccabi, because they put on the degel Micha Moicha Be'elim Hashem, because what they meant was Micha Moicha Be'ilmim Hashem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so master, everything's so hidden. We have a Beis Hamikdash, the holiest place in the world. And what's it filled with? Avodah Zorah. What are they makir about Gav Mizbeach? A chazir, a pig. How could it be such hester? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow it? Micha Moicha Be'ilam Hashem. Micha Moicha Be'ilam Hashem. That's Hoyd. Vateka Kavyerach Yaakov, Rav Koyimoy. Yaakov Avinu was injured in this war with Sashal Esav. And the injury creates Gzeres HaShmat. Like Medrash Rabbah says, it's Dorish HaShmat. What is Dorish HaShmat? Let's first tackle why. Why was Yaakov hurt? The Netziv says in HaMikdov, an interesting Chiddush. The Netziv says the reason why Yaakov was injured, which caused this Dorish HaShmat, is because he he shouldn't have carried on fighting. Once he was no longer in danger from this Vayovak Ish Imoi, and this Ish, this Sashal Esav, says, Shalcheni, let me go. Yaakov Avinu should just stop the fight. There's no need to fight when nobody's fighting against you. You only have to fight when somebody's fighting against you. When they don't fight against you, just leave them. Why did Yaakov carry on? And Siv says that was the reason why there was a Vateka Kafiyarcha, that was why there was an injury, that was why there was a damage. And he says, Salimut Odoiris, when Goyim start up with us, even if we're successful, leave them alone when you don't need to fight. Even if you're able to put them down, don't put them down. You're able to show them that they're wrong, prove them wrong, just leave them alone. Leave the Goyim alone. While they're fighting against you, you've got to protect yourself. But once they've left you, so leave them. Let them go. So that's the sibba of the injury. How does this relate to Gzeres HaShemad? So I'd like to suggest the following halach. If we ask, what's the pshat in Churban HaBayis? I know where it comes from. It comes from kin of a sinner. It comes from pirut, fighting, not getting on with each other. Sinner, sinner. Separation. People are not together. People can't live with each other. They can't get on with each other. What is that? What's it caused by? What's that Yisholem caused by? It can only be caused by one thing. Ultimately, only by one thing. What's that one thing? The one thing must be, we don't really believe. We don't believe on the highest level. Because if you really believe, there's no kingdom. Then you have Aaron. You have a Ruach of a Samach Belibu. When there's kin of a sinner, when there's friction, it must be that I don't really believe that Ein Odom Agil Amashim Ruch L'Chavei Afilu K'mol Einimo. Because if you really take that in, you internalize, Ein Odom Magia Lamash Muchan Chaver Afilu K'mol Einimo, you can't touch something which isn't yours. No one can take anything away from you. No one can take anything away from me, ever. Afilu K'mol Einimo, even the tiniest thing, whether it's covered, whether it's money, whether it's friends, whether it's influence, nothing. Everything is just how it should be, how Hashem wants it to be. So the kin of a sinner is caused by some pagam in the same thing with the bittul simcha as well. Tashavat Hashem kach b'simcha leivod. The Maral explains every Eved Hashem is always b'simcha. If it's a real Eved Hashem, is b'simcha. Why? Because he believes. Because he really believes. He really believes what he's got is ideal, is perfect. Perfect for him at that particular time, that particular place. The real Eved Hashem is always b'simcha. There's a shed maral. Why isn't Oynes Potter? The person who did that very well, Oynes is Potter. The answer is, there's no rotzi. My yachas, the relationship I have between my actions and me, is my rotzi. So I don't have rotzi. It's by Oynes Potter. So if it's rational by avoido, we didn't really want to do the mitzvah. We did the mitzvah, it's tovach hitzoini, there's no rots. When Eden, the Masapi Lashon Hara, like Chofetz Chaim says, the reason Mashiach hasn't come is because we haven't given up Lashon Hara yet. That's the reason why. We haven't yet given up talking Lashon Hara. Otherwise Mashiach would have come. If we give up Lashon Hara, he would have come. What's Lashon Hara all about? It's about Emunah. The bottom line is, how much of a believer am I? If I really believe in Borei Olam, how can I say Lashon Hara? How can I say Gnus? Not because the Torah says you're not allowed to, but because I'd have no tainus. If I was a real Emunah, if my Emunah was really in a higher, much, much higher darga, I wouldn't say Gnus about anybody. So the Torah, the Chazal are being megal to us as follows. It's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you to be makriv korban tamid. It's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you to have all these mitzvahs in the Beis HaMikdash. The Baruch Hashem is saying, you can't. Because what are the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs are an expression of dveikus, and you haven't got the dveikus. Harai, you have given a sinner. And it's the same thing here by Gzeres HaShmat. It's not that Eibishter said, now the goyim will say, you can't do this mitzvah, you can't do that mitzvah, you can't do that other mitzvah. No, you weren't doing those mitzvahs. It was his rashu avodah. Because the real pshat in the mitzvah is not just a tzur of a mitzvah, an appearance of a mitzvah. It's the real thing. The real thing is a kesher with Hashem. So in this rashu avodah, meaning that I do things out of habits, I do things out of rote, I do things because I'm used to doing them, or because society does that I'm a sociologically observant Jew. Everything I do, which I do because the olam's doing it, the world's doing it. Why do you go to Davin? Because everyone else went to Davin. Why do you keep Shabbos? Everyone else kept Shabbos. You haven't kept Shabbos. You haven't really done it. That's Pshat and Gzeres HaShmat. Kadosh Baruch Hu in his kindness made Gzeres HaShmat. In his chesed he made Gzeres HaShmat. In his chesed he showed us, you think you're doing it, you're not doing it. You're not doing the real thing. It's not the real thing. It's his rashu b'avoid. So the tikkun for that is menorah. When you see an Aaron who's a chol shadar to me, he has chalish tadas, he doesn't have any musig or potter. He has chalish tadas, we were left out. He has such a strong rotsen. So that's all because of the Baruch of Samach Malibai, because his kashu HaKadosh Baruch is so great, he has zero jealousy towards his brother. He is b'zois yov Aaron al HaKodesh. He, once a year, he can reach this level of Kodesh Kedoshim to go to a place where no human being can ever enter because of his attachment. So that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is Hoyd. As we said, Hoyd is the double thing. Hoyd is the Hoyd of gratitude, and Hoyd is the acceptance of things which don't make any sense. Where it's like Shtika Kodok, Kodesh Baruch Hu is letting the Yvonne be misgavi, he's letting the whole Beis HaMikdash get wrecked and ruined, and filled with Tumah, and filled with Avodah Zorah, and Achazel on the Mizbeach. And he's allowing all to happen without interfering, without stopping it, without seeming to be bothered. That's part of Hoyd. Because that's also Dveikus Hashem. That's also real attachment. Real attachment is, it makes no sense. Mich moich be'ilim Hashem, mich moich be'ilmim Hashem. It doesn't make any sense. And that level, Klal Yisrael, reach because of Aaron. And that's the Ramban, beginning of Ba'alo Yischo, where the Ramban explains, Shilcho Gdolim Shilohem, Shilatam Adla Kametiv Sanderis, because this is in Klal Yisrael Chavairis. And that fits into something I saw in Sfasemes, which I've said many times, about Yosef HaTzadik. He says, the Gemara says in Yom Lamed Hei Amud Beis, we say to the three people, they all come to Din, the Osher comes to Din, the Oni comes to Din, and the Rosha comes to Din, and they all get asked the same question, in Mipnei Ma'alei Asak Tava Torah. So the rich man says, how can I learn Torah? I'm so busy with my business, it just takes all my time, it consumes me. I haven't got any time to learn Torah. So he said, are you richer than a Rezman Harrison? He got you massive Yerusha, 1,000 cities, plus 1,000 boats. It's like huge, much, much more than any billionaire today. Elephant, 1,000 cities. Each city has maybe 10,000 buildings in it. Each building produces how much rent? I don't know, the property people here will tell me how much Ayoros will produce. It's going to be billions, the rent every year will be billions and billions and billions of pounds. And he's so super rich, and yet he still manages to learn, so wipes out the tine of the Osher. And the only we say, well, you're any poorer than Hillel, Hillel's putting poorer than you. What about the Rosha? So the Rosha, we say to him, he's asked the same question, amazing. They ask him, why didn't you learn Torah? What do you mean, learn Torah? I'm a Rosha. He says, you know why I couldn't learn Torah? Torah, Torah used to be Yitzri. I was busy with my Yitzhahara. So they say to him, why weren't you like Yosef HaTzadik? I say, Yosef HaTzadik is such a master. People say, I can't go to the hotel because I haven't got enough clothes to wear. The Gemara says, Yosef Tzadik, with the Eishes Poitiva, she changed her clothes a few times every single day to try to look nicer, more attractive to him. And so somebody says, I don't understand. You're talking to a Rosha. You say to every Rosha, hey, why weren't you like Yosef Tzadik? Yosef Tzadik. Why can't you be like a regular Balbos from a Yid? You say to him, why weren't you like Yosef Tzadik? Pella. So he says, so we should look in the Sfasemis, just a few lines. Here on he doesn't say Khan, he says Sakha innovation. He says the Doris Rishonim who were given the Sionis were not given challenges just for themselves. They were given challenges for later generations. They're trailblazers. And Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim as a 17-year-old boy, coping with that exceedingly difficult Nisoyan, where he really, really wanted to do the Avera, the Gemara says. Machloitz Rav Shmuel. That he wanted to do the Avera according to one of the days. He wanted to do the Avera, Lasis Malachtoi. He came home to do the Avera. And Rod Musyed Shalom, he didn't do the Avera. So the Sassam says, Yosef, through that action, gave every single Yid the power to overcome his Yetzirah. Everyone's got the power to overcome the Yetzirah. So similarly, because the Chashmonai at the Gzeres HaShmat were able to be mezgaber, they were able to withstand the massive pressure that the whole world's against them. That the whole world is influenced by the Yevonim, every single person is swept away by this new movement. And they're kaifim, the Apikorosim, the Gozer, there's a Shmad against King of Mitzvahs. And they managed to stand against that. Every Hanukkah, each one of us has the potential to connect to that, to realize they were trailblazers, we can connect to that. We can also do the same. We can also be misgab. Like Yosef was misgab then, one can even say to the Rosh Hashanah, you should have been like Yosef. So the Rebbeinu is saying to us, you could be like the Chashmonai. And when we, like we said this from the Tzavik, when we're bombarded by Amalek, and Amalek is filled with giving us feelings of Atzlus, we're all depressed the whole time. And Atzlus, we're lazy, we can't be bothered. I say, I can't be bothered, I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, I can't be bothered. So you say, on the Sechel Shvoi in the morning, we have the ability to misgaber. The Koyach HaChashmonai can give us Koyach. I want to just finish off, Ha'or, which I had a few years ago. Who's the hero of Hanukkah? Who's the hero of Purim? I say, the hero of Purim, everyone knows, Malchu Esther. Who's the hero of Hanukkah? HaChashmonai. So we say that on Nissan, that's all rubbish. That's garbage. It's nonsense. We say that on Nissan, Al Purkam, Al Purois, and tremendous Nissan happened. You'd like to know the date? You want to know the history? Vayhi bimei Mordechai Esther. Vayhi bimei Matzioken Gol. It's just Vayhi bimei. They weren't the heroes. They didn't make anything happen. It was just you, Atav Rachmecha Rabbi. Give all the credit to the Rebbeinu Shleiman. Don't make the mistake of thinking, he did it, they did it, she did it. No, it's all nonsense. It's all the Atav Rachmecha Rabbi. So Atav Rachmecha Rabbi, maybe she's given us Chanukah, we should enjoy Chanukah, make the most of Chanukah, connect to the trailblazers, the Chashmonai. They taught us the Hoyd, the days of Halal Hoidor, because of their shaykhs with Aaron Kohen Godel, the Shem and Shemunach Chesomach of Kohen Godel, the Bechina of Rach and Somach delivered in Batel Kinna, is so dog by Kodesh Baruch Hu, they were able to cope even with Gzeres Shel Shmat, even with Esrash Shel Bavoido, with Masaknit, with Mitzvahs Menoiro, we should enjoy it. We should be zeichet to all Yeshua, Snola Shefa, the Chanukah. Oh, man.